弟兄姐妹们平安，我们奉主的名开始创世纪的总结交通。
Peace to brothers and sisters, we now start our sharing about the conclusion of the book of Genesis.
感谢主这些日子带我们一起来读创世纪。
We're very thankful the Lord has led us to read this book these days.
真的是非常宝贵，非常丰富的一卷书。
It is indeed a very precious and abundant book.
我们先来看一下在序论中讲到摩西五经还有创世纪。
And let's look at the introduction of the book. And we need to first talk about the first five books written by Moses and the book of Genesis itself.
摩西五经呢是全本圣经的头五卷书。
And the first books of the Bible is called Pentateuch. It's the first five books in the Bible.
是整本圣经的我们叫做秧田。
And we refer them as the seed.Or the seabed of the entire Bible.
而创世纪呢，又是摩西五经的秧田。
And Genesis itself is the seabed of the five books.
那全部圣经呢，是从摩西五经发展出来的。
And the entire Bible is stemmed from the first five books of the Bible.
而摩西五经又是从创世纪发展出来的。
And the first five books itself is also stemmed from the first book, which is Genesis.
我们知道摩西五经包括了五卷书。
We all know the first five books are
创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记，还有生命记。
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
创世纪是一切的事物的来源。
And the book of Genesis is the origin of all things.
也是列祖的传记。
Also, the biography of all the antiochs.
那出埃及记加上民数记呢，是说到浩大的救恩还有旷野的经历。
And the book of Exodus and Numbers speaks of the great salvation and the experience in the wilderness.
那利未记呢，是说到圣洁的生活还有圣洁的侍奉。
And the book of Leviticus speaks of the holy living and holy service.
生命记是重生诫命。
And the book of Deuteronomy is reiteration of God's commandments.
那在希伯来的正典当中，摩西五经它原初是一卷，而不是五卷。
Actually, in the official record of Hebrews, the first five books actually are regarded as one book, not five.
那称作叫做妥拉。
It is called Torah.
犹太人的妥拉呢，翻译在英文呢是讲到律法的意思。
And in English, the translated words of Torah means law.
那其实它更重要的意思是讲到引导或者是教导。
And in this regard, its essence of this word is teaching or instruction or guidance.
所以在五经里面呢，它有很多的教导，还有很多的指令。
Therefore, in the first five books, they are full of instructions and commandments.
我们来看一下著者还有写作的年代。
Now let's take a look at the author and the timeline of these books.
摩西五经的作者是摩西。
Of course, we know the author of these five books is Moses.
摩西他是旧约时代的领袖。
And he's regarded the leader of the era of Old Testament.
好像保罗他是新约时代的领袖。
Just like Paul is like the leader of the New Testament.
摩西在旧约圣经里面常被称作是神人。
And in the Old Testament, many times Moses was regarded the man of God.
摩西也被称作是神的朋友。
Also God's friend.
他是一个最认识神的人。
For he is one who knows God the most.
我们看到摩西他写圣经态度是非常的严谨。
And when he wrote these books, his writing style is very disciplined.
他常常讲着说耶和华如此说。
Oftentimes he would say, this said the Lord.
或者讲说耶和华晓谕我。
Or the Lord has spoken to me.
不加一个字，不减一个字。
No more, not one word more or one word less.
他忠心地传达神的话语。
But faithfully communicate what God has said.
我们知道摩西五经就是神的话。
Therefore we know the first five books of Moses is the word of God.
人的智慧也绝对没有办法写出这样一本属天的书。
And there's no way relying on man's wisdom to write a book like this.
在路加福音二十四章，主耶稣对那往以马忤去的两个门徒，他说了下面这一段话。
In Luke 24:44, Jesus said to the two disciples on their way to Emmaus.
他说这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话说。
This is what I told you while I was still with you.
摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记着，他说凡指着我的话都必须应验。
Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms.
他特别讲到摩西的律法。
So he specifically mentioned the laws of Moses.
他说于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能够明白圣经。
Then Jesus opened their minds so that could understand the scriptures.
摩西呢，他大约是主前1500年到1400年的人物。
Moses was living in a time about 1500 to 1400 BC.
创世纪所描述的时间呢，大约是在主前4000年到主前1800年，前后有2300年的时间。
Yet the time range written in the book of Genesis was about 4000 to 1800 BC.
那摩西
totally about 2300 years.
他怎么能够知道这么多年以前的历史呢？
So how could Moses even know what happened in many years ahead of his time?
当然是根据他在西奈山上还有在旷野间从神那里得着的启示和晓谕。
He must know through the revelation and instruction of the Lord on Mount Sinai and in the wilderness.
我们看到圣经的历史，来对照一下中国的历史。
If you do a comparison between the history recorded in the Bible and Chinese history,
那夏朝在中国来讲等于是第一个世袭制的一个朝代。
And the Xia dynasty is the very first dynasty that has this system of inheritance.
它的年代是主前大概2070年到主前的1600年。
And Xia dynasty existed in the time range between 2070 BC to 1600 BC.
那我们知道创世纪大概的年代在主前4000年到主前1800年。
And for the book of Genesis, it was recording in a time regarding the things in a time between 4000 to 1500 BC.
所以我们看到像亚伯拉罕一直到约瑟这段时间呢，应该相对来讲是属于夏朝的时间。
Therefore, so the time of Abraham must it's like seemingly coincide with Xia dynasty.
使徒行传七章三十七到三十八节说，那曾对以色列人说，神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我的，就是这位摩西。
And it says in book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 37-38, this is that Moses who told the Israelites, God will send you a prophet like me from your own people.
那这个人呢，曾在旷野会中和西乃山上与那对他说话的天使同在，又与我们的祖宗同在，并且领受活泼的圣言传给我们。
He was in the assembly in the desert with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai, and with our forefathers, and he received his living word to pass on to us.
所以我们很清楚知道，像创世纪是摩西他所领受的圣言，今天传给我们。
Therefore, we know clearly Moses received the words from God in the wilderness and passed on to us.
我们一起来看一下创世纪的重要。
Now, let's look at the importance of the book of Genesis.
创世纪是全本圣经的第一卷书。
It is the very first book in the entire Bible.
也是圣经中最重要的一卷。
Also, the most important book.
圣经中一切真理的种子呢，都隐藏在创世纪里面。
Many important seeds regarding truth are buried in the book of Genesis.
他说到关乎神自己的启示。
It talks about the revelation from God himself.
宇宙和万物的来历。
And the origin and development of the universe and all creation.
神和人的关系。
The relationship between God and man.
神拯救的计划。
And the plan of salvation.
讲到基督的预表。
And the foretold of Jesus Christ.
神成全、神带领古圣的经过
，and how he led and he edified and perfect saints，
等等等等的
，etc. etc.
可以说，圣经中每一个主要的事实、真理、教训和启示，都胚胎在创世纪这一卷书里面。
Therefore, we can say all the important facts, truth, teaching, and revelation were embedded in the first book, Genesis.
所以创世纪是整本圣经的秧田。
Therefore, we can say the Genesis is the seedbed of the entire Bible.
圣经中创世纪和最后一卷启示录是遥遥相对的。
In the Bible, the first book, Genesis, and the last book, Revelation, they actually echo toward each other.
这两本最重要的书也是受到仇敌攻击最厉害的书。
And these two books also were under the most severe attack by the evil one.
创世纪说到诸事的起源。
The book of Genesis told us the beginning of all things.
启示录说到诸事的结束。
And Revelation speaks of the conclusion of all things.
我们也看到在新约圣经的里面。
And in the New Testament,
我们看到新约引用创世纪的话呢有六十多次。
For over 60 times in the New Testament, refer to the words in the Old Testament.
我们的主他自己也引用创世纪的话。
Even our Lord has referred to them many times.
在马太福音十九章四到六节。
For example, in the book of Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 to 6.
耶稣回答说那起初创造人的是造男造女。
And the Lord says, haven't you read?That at the beginning, the Creator made male and female, man and woman.
他说，并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife.
主是引用创世纪第二章的话。
The Lord quoted the words in the second chapter of Genesis.
叫我们从这边都知道说，创世纪真的是何等的重要。
So we know the book of Genesis is very important.
下面我们一起来看这本书的书名。
Next, let's look at the title of this book.
创世纪呢，是希腊文，是其实是一本所给的称呼。
The word Genesis, the book title, was in Greek and was given by 70 scholars.
那希伯来文的旧约圣经它原本没有书名。
Initially, there's no title for this book.
犹太人是习惯用每一卷书的第一个字来命名。
And it's their custom, Jewish custom, that they will title a book according to the first word in that book.
创世纪第一章第一节起头，第一个字就是起初。
And the first letter in the first verse of the first chapter of the book is in the beginning.
所以犹太人称这本书呢，叫做起初。
That's why they call this book Genesis, meaning the beginning.
因为创世纪就是论到天地的起初。
Indeed, this is a book that talks about the beginning of the heaven and earth.
万物的起初。
The beginning of all things.
人的起初。
The beginning of man.
罪的起初。
And the beginning of sin.
救赎的起初。
And the redemption.
宗教的起初。
And faith.
凶杀的起初
and the beginning of murders
文化的起初
the beginning of culture
家谱的起初
the beginning of genealogy
世人被灭的起初
and the destruction of man for the first time in the beginning
国家的起初
and the beginning of nations
巴比伦的起初
the beginning of Babylon
神呼召的起初
and the beginning of God's calling
信心还有应许的起初
the beginning of faith and promise
以色列人的起初
the beginning of Israel
选民下埃及的起初
And the beginning of Exodus.
我们在这卷书的里面也看到了许许多多基督的预表。
Also, in this book, we see many types or foretell of Jesus Christ.
虽然创世纪没有直接提到我们的主。
Even though it was not directly mentioned about our Lord.
但是它里面充满了基督的预表。
But in this book, it's full of the symbols or foretell of Jesus Christ.
比如说第二章讲到亚当的沉睡预表基督十字架的死。
For example, in chapter 2, the deep sleep that Adam experienced represented the crucifixion death on the cross of Jesus Christ.
他讲到第三章说皮子为他们做衣服。
Chapter 3, it talks about the skin that God made for them as their clothes.
第四章说到羊群中投生的。
Chapter 4, talk about the firstborn in the herd.
二十二章说到那只公羊。
And also chapter 22, the ram.
那这些都是预表我们的主作为代替的牺牲。
They all represent our Lord as our sacrifice.
第六章讲到方舟预表基督是人唯一的拯救。
And chapter 6, talk about the ark, representing Jesus Christ is our only salvation.
以撒呢预表基督顺服以至于死。
And the character Isaac represents Jesus' obedience unto death.
麦基洗德预表基督是另一个等次的祭司。
And Melchizedek represent the higher level of priest as Christ.
那约瑟呢，预表主，他为父所爱，为弟兄所恨，所弃，所卖，后来升为至高。
And Joseph represent the son that was loved by God, hated by brothers, and was betrayed and sold by brothers.
他成为弟兄的祝福和拯救，他娶外邦心腹等等。
How he was later escalated, ascended, and become the blessing and salvation of brothers, and also the fact that he married a Gentile woman as his wife, etc.
创世纪我们看到第一章第二章说到神的创造。
First two chapters of the book speaks of God's creation.
第三章到第十一章我们看到人的堕落，特别蛇在那里破坏神原初的心意。
And chapter 3 until 11 talk about the destruction by the snake and also how men sin.
那在这段当中呢，我们看到几个重要的人物，有亚当、亚伯、以诺，还有挪亚。
In the same chapters 3 to 11, we saw a few important characters like Adam, Abel, Enoch, and Noah.
从12章开始，我们看见耶和华呼召。
And then from chapter 12,God had a calling.
12到25章主要讲到亚伯拉罕。
From 12 to 25, he called Abraham.
26章到36章主要讲到以撒和雅各。
And 26 to 36, he called Isaac and Jacob.
37到50章主要是讲到约瑟。
From chapter 37 to the end, chapter 50, he called Joseph.
所以整个创世纪的分段，其实它很清楚的分成两个大的段落。
Therefore, in summary, there are two big parts in the book of Genesis.
第一个大段是第一章到第十一章，讲到人类的起源。
The first part is chapter 1 to 11, speaking of the origin of mankind.
那第二个大段是从12章到最后50章，说到选民的原始。
And then from chapter 12 to the end, chapter 50, speaks of the origination of the chosen people.
我们下面就一起来看一下神的创造。
So let's look at the first part, the creation of all things.
圣经里面有讲到起初，也有讲到太初。
In the beginning of the book, it tells us in the beginning and in beginning.
在创世纪一章第一节开始就说，起初神创造天地。
So,The chapter 1 and verse 1 of the book of Genesis says, In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
在这个地方指的是有一个时间的起点。
So, there is a beginning of time.
那约翰福音一章一节讲到太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Yeah, in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, In beginning, there is word, and the word is with God, and the word is God.
从永远到永远，神他是超越时间的。
From everlasting to everlasting, God is surpassing time.
所以约翰福音一章一节讲到神，他讲到是太初有道。
Therefore, in the book of John, chapter 1, it talks about in beginning, there is word.
然后呢，神创造了时间，所以在时间有一个起点，他创造天地。
And then God created time, and therefore there is a beginning of time.
然后从第一章的第一节，创世纪到第一章的第二节，其实当中有一个很大的变化。
And between the first verse and the second verse of the first chapter of Genesis, there is a big development.
那第二节他讲到地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And in chapter 1, verse 2 says, the earth was empty and formless, and darkness was hovering over the deep.
地，它在原来的意思呢，是讲到变成空虚混沌。
Originally, the context was the earth became empty and void.
神原初的创造怎么会变成空虚混沌，渊面黑暗呢？
How could God's...Great creation become empty and formless.
在当中，我们知道撒旦他堕落，他被摔到地上来。
Because Satan was cast down and he fell to the earth.
撒旦摔到地上带来一个极大的毁灭。
And his falling brought in a great destruction of Earth.
有很多查考这些生物啊，各种学家，他们都做一个结论说，这些原始的这些生物啊，恐龙等等的，好像是在一霎时全部被毁灭。
And many scientists has concluded that something big had happened. Therefore, many old animals of the ancient time, such as dinosaur, they die instantly upon impact.
所以原初的创造霎时间被毁灭了。
Therefore, what God created originally was destroyed suddenly.
所以创世纪他讲到的后面这些的创造其实是神的复造。
Therefore, from verse 2 and on, God recreated the universe.
复造的凭借是什么？第一个就是神的灵运行在水面上。
Therefore, verse 2 says God's spirit was hovering over the deep.
这运行好像有孵卵的意思。
Was hovering over is like trying to grow something through time.
然后他讲到说，神说就是用神的话来建造。
And after that, every verse will say, God said this, God said that. Through his words, he started the creation again.
神说要有光，就有了光。
God said, let there be light.And there was light.
神是那位说有就有、命立就立的神。
When God speaks, things happen.
所以他用了六日来复造。
So God used six more days to recreate the world.
到第七日，因为工作完成了，神歇了他的工，神安息了。
On the seventh day, God finished all his work of creation and he rested.
下面我们要看到人的受造。还有堕落。
Now let's look at the creation of man and falling of man.
在创世纪第二章第七节说，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人。
And Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 says God used the dust to form man.
将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
And then he breathed a breath of life into his nostrils, and then that man become a living thing.Living being.
那土呢是唯一能够接受种子而让种子生长的材料。
And dust or soil is the only material that can receive a seed and grow life out of it.
钻石你说它何等的珍贵。
You may say, oh, diamonds are precious.
但是你不能把种子种在钻石的里面。
But you can never plant a seed into diamond.
我们看到人的受造让我们认识神在人身上那一个永远的旨意。
So through the creation of man, we recognize God's eternal purpose on us.
人是为着神自己的荣耀而被创造的。
We are created for his glory.
在以赛亚书43章第7节说，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所造作的。
Isaiah 43Verse 7 says, Everyone who is called by my name, who I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
创世纪一章二六二十七节这两节是非常重要的两节经节。
And Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27 are two very important verses.
讲到神创造人那原初的心意。
Because it tells us what was in God's heart when he created us.
要人能够像神，能够替神掌权。
He wants us to be like him and reign on his behalf.
我们是照着神的形象，按着他的样式而被创造的。
We were created in his image and likeness.
他创造了人，而他叫人管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜、全地，还有一切爬的昆虫。
He created us in his own image and likeness so that we can rule over the land, the fish of the sea, the birds on the air, over the livestock, over all the earth.
到了启示录，我们看到神旨意完成的时候，要我们遥遥的能够连上创世纪神原初的心意。
And all the way until the last book in the Bible, Revelation, and you can still see God's heart was not changed.
神在最后完成的时候，我们看到有羔羊的婚宴。
You see, at the very end, there is a banquet for the Lamb of God.
那能够进入这个婚宴，受邀请进入这个婚宴的。
And those who are qualified to attend this wedding banquet of the Lamb.
特别讲到这一般人生命是向主的。
Are the people that who have a life just like the Lord.
同样的有千年的国度。
Also, you see the kingdom of 1,000 years.
那这一些人呢， 能够与主一同的掌权。
They could reign together with the Lord.
讲到生命向主与主同掌权。
Therefore, it talks about only you have the life of the Lord, then you can reign with the Lord.
那这是神创造人原初的心意。
And this was very hard God had.In the beginning, when he first created us.
创世纪三章，我们看到人堕落的故事。
And in third chapter of Genesis, we saw the story of man's falling.
当神创造人的时候，向人吹一口气，人的最深处呢，就有了灵。
When God created the first man, he breathed a breath of life unto him, so deep within, we got a spirit.
那这个灵呢，使人能够接触神的一个器官。
And this is the instrument through which we can have contact with God.
这个灵和我们的身体一结合呢，就产生了魂。
And the unity of the spirit and our physical body then created was the soul.
那这个魂呢，也就是我们的人格。
And the soul is like our character, our personality.
讲到我们的心思、我们的意志、我们的情感。
It includes our mind,Our willpower and our emotion.
那外面就是泥土造的身体。
And then outwardly, we have this body made of dust.
帖前特别告诉我们，与灵、与魂、与身体。
Therefore, we have spirit, soul, and body.
等到人吃了善恶树上的禁果以后呢，人就犯了罪。
After man ate the fruit, the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, man sinned.
神的话是说，你吃的日子必定死。
And God said clearly, the day you eat, you shall die.
亚当那天吃了禁果。
And Adam ate the forbidden fruit.
他并不是说灵魂体都死了。
He didn't die instantly in all three parts of his body.
我们知道是他的灵死了。
But his spirit fell asleep.
失去了能够与神沟通的这一个功能。
Lost its function to communicate with God.
人堕落了，他就远离神。
After man fell, they departed from God.
那我们看见从亚当一个个人开始。
And from Adam, an individual.
第三章特别看到亚当和夏娃是他们个人的背叛。
In chapter 3, we see the betrayal of Adam and Eve, individuals.
然后到第六章到了另外一个阶段，是挪亚的时代。
And then as time passed on, we come to the sixth chapter, the time of Noah.
然后到了十一章，我们看到人集体的背叛。
And then you see next in chapter 11, you saw a corporate betrayal against God, rebelling against God.
他们要造巴别塔，要高举自己。
Men were trying to build this Tower of Babel to honor themselves.
那这一些呢，都是显出仇敌魔鬼的那一个生命进到人的里面。
It's just a manifestation of how that sinful life through devil entered into man.
然后这个呢一直延续到今天。
And that continue until today.
让我们认识到人何等需要主的拯救。
That's why we really desperately need God's salvation.
我们看到整个创世纪呢其实它是一本传记的书。
And another thing is, when you look at Genesis, you say, oh, this is like a biography of many characters.
人在神面前失败了。
Man fell before God.
但神的计划它不受阻挠。
But God's plan continues, cannot be stopped.
我们知道神他必须差他独生的儿子来，就是耶稣基督，他成为这个完全的人。
Therefore, God has to send his son, Jesus Christ, a perfect man to this world.
他来要恢复神在人身上那一个荣耀的心意。
He has come to restore the glorious purpose that God has initially for us.
我们看到神对于方法没有兴趣。
God is never interested in methods.
他对于理论没有兴趣。
Or theories.
他对于人有兴趣。
His interest is always on human beings.
所以从整个创世纪里面，是的，我们看到有很多事情的记载。
Yes, there seems to be a lot of things happen in the first book of Bible.
但是关键在于圣经中的这些人物。
Yeah, all the emphasis were on each character that was recorded.
创世纪是一卷传记的书。
Therefore, the book of Genesis is a biography of Antioch.
每一个人 神在他们身上的旨意、神的工作其实都非常非常的丰富。
And you see, there's just a lot about each character, how God worked on them and God's plan for them.
我们看到亚伯。
For example, Abel.
他虽然死了，他仍旧说话。
Bible said, even though he died, he still spoke.
我们看到以诺。
And Enoch.
与神同行。
He walked with God.
弟兄姐妹，有很多这些在信心行列里面的，到了希伯来书，他很清楚的把他们身上的特点能够告诉我们。
And their uniqueness are specifically recorded in the book of Hebrew.
以诺他与神同行。
Enoch is the one who walks with God.
挪亚特别讲到住在基督里。
And Noah speaks of abiding in Christ.
方舟预表着基督。
Because the ark represented Jesus Christ.
我们借着在基督里面得蒙拯救。
So we are saved through being in Christ.
而我们也认识到住在基督里是何等的福分。
And also we recognize the blessings of abiding in Christ.
亚伯拉罕他是信心的见证人。
And Abraham is the witness of faith.
亚伯拉罕他信神。
He believed in God.
神就称他为义。
And God regarded him righteous.
他信神是那位死无变有，能够叫死人复活的神。
Abraham believed that God will call things non-existent into existence.
亚伯拉罕走出一条信心的道路。
Therefore, he paid for us a way of faith.
今天我们也都是因着信，我们能够蒙恩，能够得救。
In the same way, we are saved through faith.
亚伯拉罕是信心的见证人。
Therefore, Abraham was a witness of faith.
以撒特别讲到承受的生命。
And Isaac speaks of the life that receives.
雅各呢？他特别讲到一个雕刻的生命。
And Jacob refers to a life that's being worked on by God.
神在他身上那一个经营，那个制作。
And God spent a lot of time to work on Jacob.
从一个抓，他变成名字叫做以色列。
From Jacob, a man who grabbed, to a man who's called Israel, the prince.
神的王子。
And the prince, that means the prince of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
然后我们看到约瑟。
And lastly, we see Joseph.
他生命何等的像主。
He has a life that's just like the Lord.
然后他有一个掌权的生命。
Therefore, he could reign.
我们读到创世纪的最后面。
When we come to the end of the book of Genesis.
雅各他死了。
Jacob died.
在他死之前，他也为着他的骸骨留下遗命。
And for his body, he gave them instruction for his burial.
约瑟，他要死之前，他也为着他的骸骨留下遗命。
And in the same way, Joseph gave specific instruction about his burial too.
他们都死在埃及。
They all died in the land of Egypt.
但是呢，他们要葬在迦南地。
But they all both want to be buried in the land of Canaan.
我们看到复活在迦南地。
Resurrection happens in the land of Canaan.
我们在创世纪这一系列信心行列的见证人。
And through this whole series of witnesses of faith,
使得他们得着了宝贵的应许。
They saw the precious promise.
但是他们死的时候并没有真正的得着。
Yet they did not receive it yet when they died.
但是他们是从远处望见。
But they saw it.In the distance,
他们欢喜迎接
and they welcomed it.
他们里面有一个荣耀的盼望
In their hearts, there was this hope of glory.
那这个盼望抓住他们
and that hope grabbed on them.
他们在地上是客旅，是寄居的
So they willingly become travelers and aliens on earth.
我们看到讲到这些历史的时候，一个一个死了
and when you look at their stories, everyone died one after the other.
到最后。我们看到好像是约瑟的那个棺材是停在埃及地。
At the end of the book, you saw the coffin of Joseph was staying in the land of Egypt.
但是他们却是带着一个荣耀的盼望。
Waiting to be brought back with the hope of glory.
神要借着创世纪来向我们说话。
So God wants to speak to us through this book.
创世纪 是圣经的首卷，也是最重要的一卷书。
The book of Genesis is the very first book and also the most important book in the Bible.
它启示天地万物的来历。
It reveals to us the origin of heaven and earth and all creation.
讲到人类犯罪堕落的经过。
It recorded the process of how man sinned and fell.
也让我们知道神救赎计划的预告。
And it foretells us God's plan of redemption.
古圣他们被神拣选和带领的历史。
A recorded history how all these saints were chosen and led.
圣经中一切重要的真理呢，都隐藏在创世纪里面。
As well as many important truths in the rest of the Bible were recorded here.
所以我们称创世纪是一本种子书。
Therefore, the book of Genesis is a book of seed.
创世纪跟启示录圣经最后一卷是遥遥的呼应的。
The first book Genesis and the last book Revelation, they echo toward each other.
首末是相接的。
And they're well connected.
书有始有终的。
It has a clear beginning and clear ending.
创世纪中呢，他特别讲到八个代表的人物。
It specifically talks about eight representatives.
亚当。
Adam,
亚伯
Abel,
以诺
Enoch,
挪亚
Noah,
亚伯拉罕
Abraham,
以撒
Isaac,
雅各
Jacob,
约瑟
and Joseph.
每一位他们的传记我们都看到有非常重要属灵的意义。
And there is significance in each and every one of them.
创世纪呢是论到神原初他永远的旨意。
The book of Genesis tells us God's original and eternal purpose.
他把一个蓝图摆在我们的面前。
It's like he lays out a blueprint in front of us.
我们看到亚伯拉罕他筑了四座坛。
Abraham built four altars.
那这些祭坛呢，特别预表着奉献还有十架。
Altar speaks of offering and cross.
那以撒他掘了四口水井。
And Isaac,Dig four wells.
那特别讲到是要往深处去。
Specifically refers to going deep.
你挖井，你要往深处去。
When you dig a well, you have to go deep.
雅各他立了四根柱子。
And Jacob, set up four pillars.
那这些柱子所代表的意义是讲到见证。
And pillars speak of testimony.
约瑟呢，他有四组的梦。
And Joseph had four sets of dreams.
那这些梦，特别我们指他的意思是讲到一个荣耀的意象。
And his dreams refer to the glorious vision.
所以无论是以色列人或是基督徒的故事。
Therefore, whether it's Israelites or us Christians.
所以我们都能够连到祭坛，还有这个水井、柱子，还有梦。
Our stories always closely related to altars, wells,Pillars and dreams.
我们个人来讲，我们总是经过奉献，而我们能够达到深处。
First, personally, we always have to go through offering ourselves on the altar so that we can go to the deep with the Lord.
在深处与主有交通。
Then we can have a deep relationship and fellowship with the Lord.
让生命的活水在我们里面涌流。
So this spring of living life can well up from within.
我们外面呢，就一定会有一个见证的生活。
When that happened, a life that show forth a testimony will show.
那这个见证就像柱子一样，能够彰显神的荣耀。
And this testimony will like a pillars, magnifying God's glory in our lives.
那最后我们被带到荣耀的里面。
At the end, we'll be brought into His ultimate eternity, glory.
这就是神在我们身上最初、中心、永远的旨意。
And this is what God has for us initially and the center and eternal purpose.
我们要向我们的神敬拜，向他赞美。
And knowing this, we cannot help but worship Him and praise Him.
他借着创世纪把他的旨意向我们打开。
For He opens up toward us His heart through the book of Genesis.
愿我们更多被主来吸引。
May we be drawn to Him closer and closer.
我们也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We know we are the children of Abraham.
我们都是得着大福的人。
We are people that have received great blessings.
我们在世上也都是一个客旅。
And we're also just travelers in this world.
我们也是寄居的。
We are aliens here.
我们是向着标杆直跑的。
We are marching toward the ultimate goal.
愿主继续借着他的话来祝福我们。
May the Lord continue to bless us through his own words.
我们在主面前一起有一些的祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Oh Lord, how we thank you.
这些日子你借着创世纪向我们来说话。
For you have spoken to us through the book of Genesis these days.
叫我们真知道你在我们身上那永远的旨意。
Because we now know the eternal purpose you have for us.
是的，我们犯罪，我们堕落。
Yes, we have sinned and fallen.
但是主你亲自来拯救我们。
But you have come to personally seek and save us.
亲自在我们的身上要做成你荣耀的工作。
And on us, you will achieve your glorious purpose.
哦，你呼召我们。
You have called us.
在一生的路上，我们愿意把自己来献给主。
So that willingly we offer ourselves to you in the rest of our lives.
我们愿意住在主的里面。
We are willing to abide in you.
我们也祷告主，你的荣耀在我们这些卑微人的身上能够得着称赞。
It is our prayer that your glory can be seen through us little people.
我们带着何等宝贵的盼望，我们把感谢赞美归给主。
With the precious hope, we want to give you all the praises and thanks.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主，我们今天的分享就停在这里，愿神赐福大家。
Praise the Lord. This concludes our fellowship tonight, and may God bless you.